You're listening to Vatican Radio.
It's no accident that the 31st World Youth Day, currently underway in Krakow, Poland, falls within the Jubilee Year of Mercy. Father Eugene Silva, an official for the Pontifical Council for the Promotion of the New Evangelization, told Vatican Radio it was important for Pope Francis that the International Youth Gathering fall within the context of the Holy Year. He told Vatican Radio's Lydia O'Kane the international event, founded by the Polish-born St. John Paul II, gives young people the chance to encounter God's mercy and find an authentic sense of belonging within the Catholic identity.
When the Holy Father was putting together the Jubilee of Mercy, it was important for him to name particular major events that he was going to host here in Rome. So he put together the list, the Jubilee for disabled, Jubilee for priests, Jubilee for deacons, and all these different groups. But he was also very clear that he wanted to have World Youth Day, which again, begun by St. John Paul II, as a part of that calendar for the Jubilee of Mercy. And this is so very important on a spiritual and on a symbolic level, because the importance of inviting our young people into a more profound glance towards the great mercy of God, so that they can be inspired to share that same mercy with those whom they meet every day. And this is what the Holy Father continues to try to do with every group of people he meets, and now especially with the young, is to help each of them have a personal encounter with Jesus Christ. And so when they have that personal encounter with Christ, and they're overwhelmed by God's mercy for them, when they allow themselves to feel forgiven and know that in their brokenness, because let's face it, most 16-year-old young people think of themselves as a mess, that unworthy, I'm ugly, I'm this, I'm that. And so to have this experience of being invited into God's love, to let them be affirmed that they are worthy of God's mercy, no matter how they may feel about themselves. As a former high school principal, I used to say to the young people, you don't realize how beautiful you are, and they don't believe it. And so it's hard for them to even see and experience the beauty in others. And I think one of the great problems that our young people face is that they no longer can be impelled by beauty and truth and goodness in so many ways. They've become so apathetic. And so the Holy Father's got this opportunity, especially, I mean, to do it in Krakow, to do it in the place where divine mercy, you know, the shrine to divine mercy, it all fits together so beautifully. And then for him to inspire them, but also send them forth as disciples of God's mercy.
That's very interesting you should say that, because I wanted to ask you about the importance of actually having young people in promoting
a culture of mercy.
And they, in this generation, the millennials, they have it so much more difficult than every other generation, because again, we have, through the video games, through the internet, we've desensitized violence. We've become immune to it. Our ears and our hearts have almost become calloused to it. And so in this year of mercy, to be able to show our young people that violence, the tragedy of violence, and how what we have to do to stand up against it. Because this apathy is a tidal wave over our young people. This acedia is demoralizing them. And so they have no sense of authentic hope or joy. And this is what the Holy Father wants to address.
Do you think young people, in a sense, then are searching more than ever for something more?
I believe that in working with young people for the last 15 years, the young people are craving a sense of belonging. They want to belong to the church, and yet we can only offer them this authentic sense of belonging if we help them have an identity as what it means to be Catholic, because identity and belonging go together. And so they're craving, and what's difficult is what it means for a 20-year-old or a 19-year-old, what they're looking for to belong in the church maybe is something different than those of us who are of previous generations. And so this is, though, where Pope Francis has been able to connect with them. And so how is it that we can now help them have an identity as a Catholic and that identity which then allows them to have an authentic sense of belonging, because they want to belong to something that is solid, that is divine, and we have to invite them and then be also careful of what it is we are welcoming them to. And this is where we talk about our parishes being evangelizing parishes and our schools being evangelizing schools.
Just on a final note, Father Gino, I mean, when these young people go to Youth Day, but when they leave World Youth Day in Krakow, would it be your hope that they would in turn be the evangelizers?
I think that's the end goal all the time. And having been involved with a number of other World Youth Days in the past, it was always my concern that when, for example, the millions of young people that were in Paris, you know, with John Paul II or in all the different World Youth Days, what happened when they went back to their schools? What happened when they went back to their parishes? Did they continue to go to church? Were they given the tools to be evangelizers? And I think this is where Father Christoph and I have been working. There's a center, an international center for evangelization in Poland, a wonderful center. And they are working precisely with this point of how is it they can help the young people that are coming to Poland be equipped with the concrete tools, because there needs to be the concrete tools of how to be evangelizers, how to be those evangelists out there. And so I think that's something that is also being taken care of on certain levels in Poland, where hopefully we can equip as many of these young people. Because again, it's not only about inspiring their hearts and getting them so energized, but it can't only be an emotional ascent. It has to be an intellectual ascent, and it has to be ascent of the will. And this is what, you know, Blessed John Henry Newman always spoke about, that the religious attachment cannot only be a feeling, okay? It has to always be more than that. Even though heart speaks to heart, cor ad loquitur, we also have to give the concrete tools, the intellectual ascent, and inspire the will to invite others to come to know the one who is love, Jesus Christ.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.